something sweet.
Oh.
As well, shovel it in.
People who don't close their mouths when they chew make me furious.
One thing for you, and for you.
Want a little whipped cream, Mrs. Cherry Dust?
Not today, my vermilion-eyed valet. Lost. Yes, this one should stick.
Amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's go meet the press.
Oh, he is good. He is rather ripping, isn't he?
Boy.
Spinning and the hurting and the kicking.
I guarantee you he hogs the credit on this one.
Oh. Well, I do think we have to at least concede him the assist here.
No, you see, that's exactly what's holding us back. Don't put him on the pedestal. Put us on the pedestal.
Here he comes. Oh.
Bravo and huzzah, Captain Fenderbird. As you should.
No.
As you should.
No autographs till we finish.
No, we're not. Allow me to introduce myself. Blue Rajah, Master Silverware, Forks, speciality at your service. My colleague, the Shoveler.
Big fan of your work.
Yes, I'm standing rather painfully aside is our cohort, Mr. Furious.
How's it?
Oh, you guys, we're superheroes.
Oh.
Well, okay.
Well, we fight crime. Call it what you will.
Right. Well, that's great. Just, you know,
keep up the good work.
Oh, yes. You as well, sir. You as well. Did you hear that? Keep up the good work, he said. The good work.
He was making fun of us.
No, Roy, he saluted us. That was real.
I thought he was sincere.
What's up, fellas?
Yeah, hello. Nice to see you. Hello.
I saw the action out there tonight. What you guys need is a little bit of firepower.
Well,
I'm a weapons designer. I've got what you need.
All right. We'll come back. We'll visit all of you people later. Thank you, sir.
I don't live here. I'm here for the ladies. Here, take my card. My name's Heller. Say it with me. Heller.
All right. Thank you.
Good night.
I don't know why you encourage those people.
Those people look up to us, Roy.
Yeah, that's true.
Another drill.
See that my hat shots are amazing?
Oh. Herman, give me a flash.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Jonathan, how did you know where to find the red eye?
Becky, it's what I do.
Thanks to you, the city's almost crime-free, so what do you do with your free time?
I wish that I had some free time.
People are saying that you're so amazing. You're going to put yourself out of a job. Have any comments on that?
That's one problem I look forward to.
And is it true that you lost your Pepsi endorsement?
I hadn't heard that.
Thanks so much for your questions. Thank all of you so much.
You said that, and you have no comments regarding the Pepsi situation.
Look who we got. You again, wannabes. The city already has a superhero. Perhaps you've heard of him, Captain Amazing.
Do yourself a favor, McGuire. Don't flip my switch tonight.
Yeah?
It's a big day.
And what exactly would that do?
Don't turn around, Roy. Don't do it. Don't turn around. Keep walking, Roy.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
I think you know exactly what that would do. Check your head. What? Don't mess with the volcano, my man. Because I will go Pompeii on your butt.
Oh, golly. Good.
You keep dreaming, wannabe.
Dream on, moron.
I will keep dreaming. I will keep dreaming, my friend. And when I wake up, you better hope. You better hope you're asleep.
Re-engage them.
Sweet dreams!
An immature.
Lilac!
CA, I'm doing my best.
Oh, your best. Quick question.
Is this your best?
Okay, I realize you're upset.
Victor, I'm positioned. Okay, do you understand what that means on a very personal level here? To know that the companies that make these fine products want me to be their spokesperson? Their voice?
I think right now we should focus on the positive. Tonight was good.
Yeah? You think so? Because I was worried it was, I don't know.
Pathetic! Amazing triumphs in a nursing home. That's great copy, Vic.
Look, I'm a publicist, not a magician. You want big news, you have to have big fights. A superhero needs a supervillain, and thanks to you, we've got none left.
Then get the Death Man.
Death Man is dead.
Okay, Father Doom.
Life without parole. Apocalypto's doing 50 years. Armagesmo's in exile. Baron Von Chaos got the chair.
Really?
Casanova Frankenstein is locked up in a nut house.
Casanova Frankenstein. Now there was a supervillain. You know, he just... He's got those eyes, you know. So I can't do it, but... That voice, such pure evil. The battles we used to have, extraordinary.
Used to. That's the problem, Captain. Used to.
This parole hearing has officially begun.
Mm-hmm.
We now commence the 17th parole hearing of Casanova Frankenstein. Dr. Leek, you may begin.
Thank you. Gentlemen of the board, the man who sits before you, the once infamous evil genius, is entirely cured.
What?
I give you my word that he's of no more danger to the city now than I am.
This is outrageous.
Yes.
Mr. Casanova Frankenstein, you have anything to say on your own behalf?
Blessed disciples of Hippocrates. My heart is split in two. It brims with such sorrow for my abominable crimes. And yet, it swells with love for you. For this sanctuary, this place of healing. Within my soul, I feel the choir is singing Beethoven's immortal ode to joy, where all men become brothers.
Am I too late to cast my vote? Not at all, Lance. I was just about to remind the board that Casanova once had our city in a stranglehold of terror. Parole is not an option for this man, this monster. We cannot risk the danger of releasing him.
I could not agree with you more.
Excellent.
However, I did just have dinner with an old friend recently. Maybe you've heard of him. Captain Amazing?
Captain Amazing?
And he asked if I would to read this. Dear members of the board, we all know that society cannot exist without absolute justice. But society is also built upon compassion. Let us set the tone for the new millennium by making a historic gesture of forgiveness. Ladies and gentlemen, I implore you, let us grant Casanova Frankenstein a second chance.
With Captain Amazing's recommendation and protection, I suppose we could consider. I pronounce you.
Hello, Champion City. Daddy is home.
You know, tooth decay and gingivitis can be a crime. That's why I use Mighty Whitey toothpaste. Because I want my teeth to look amazing.
I'm going to bring this up again. It's $150 a piece.
We each chip in. My cousin knows this guy. He knows a publicist.
What are we going to publicize, Roy? In fact, we get our butts kicked a lot.
Well, maybe if you didn't smack me in the face with a shovel every time we went out,
all right,
we'd have some more wins to brag about.
I'm sorry about that. I just have a tendency to lose my concentration when I've got a salad fork stuck in my rear end.
Oh, I get it. So your shovel in his face is my fault.
You threw a spoon at that guy, Jeff.
And what was up with that?
I'm embarrassed about that. I thought it was a fork.
You're the master of cutlery. You can't throw a knife sometimes.
No, I can't. You can't use a rake sometimes?
No, I'm the shovel.
Well, I'm the Blue Rajah. I'm not stab man. I'm not knifey boy. I'm the Blue Rajah.
Yeah, well, that's another thing.
What?
I mean, you could get a little bit of blue in the uniform somewhere.
Really?
I mean, you got green. There's like a little flowery thing happening, but there's like everything but.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
If we could just step out of our literal minds for just one moment.
Hey, ooh, look what I'm doing. Look at that. I'm putting 150 right on the table. Who's in with me?
I don't have 150. Now, do I? If I did, I would plunder my mother's silverware.
It's a waste of money.
You know who doesn't think it's a waste of money? Little Mr. Captain Amazing.
Well, Captain, if we had a billionaire like Lance Hunt as our benefactor, yeah, we could spend $100 million.
That's because Lance Hunt is Captain Amazing.
Oh, don't start that again. Lance Hunt wears glasses. Captain Amazing doesn't wear glasses.
He takes them off when he transforms.
That doesn't make any sense. He wouldn't be able to see.
Hi, thanks for waiting.
Hey, thanks for dropping by.
You know what you want?
Mm-hmm.
If you allow me to begin, my dear, Blue Rajah is quite powerful to the salad niçoise. My dressing choice is Rancho Light, and I'd appreciate it if you'd hold the back a bit. However, seeing as it's your first night and all, I suppose I'll forgive you if you forget. Who's next?
Could I get a meatball sandwich on white with mayo?
I'll have a steak, please. Very rare. That means pink, not bloody. And could I get some ice? A little mishap defending justice over the nursing home tonight.
Oh, I thought I heard on TV that was Captain Amazing.
Oh, okay. Let's all be good little automaton droids and believe everything we hear on TV.
I'll just go play short now.
Nice little strident with that bit of crumpet, weren't we, Furious?
Well, I am a ticking time bomb of fury.
All I'm saying is, when we split the check three ways, the steak eater picks the pocket of the salad man.
Just give me the money, Jeff.
Yes, fine.
Every time you split it three ways.
Triple robbery.
Well, you should order more.
Ho, 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 ho.
You see what I see?
Hello.
It's Tony C.
And Tony P, leader of the Disco Boys. Why, pray tell, would he be back in town?
Maybe it's time to do a little following to find out.
No, it's already 10:30. I'm going to get killed by my wife as it is.
Yes, and I've had quite enough excitement for one night, thank you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, my mistake. I thought I was hanging out with a couple of serious superheroes, the Shoveler and the Blue Rajah. But apparently, I'm hanging out with Lazy Boy and...
Good night,
and,
boy.
Yes, too.
Hang on a second. Lazy Boy and the recliner! Yeah, Lazy Boy and the recliner! Guys, are you coming? Are you... Great. Okay, fine. I guess tonight, the lone wolf hunts alone.
Butch needs his vest back. He's got a game on Saturday.
Well, it's my vest, too. I bought it for him. The only thing I need... Okay.
How long are you going to do this, Eddie? It's been 12 years.
I know.
You got a family to look after, Eddie. The kids are worried sick about you. But still, you go out night after night, running around the city for what?
Lucille... God gave me a gift. I shovel well. I shovel very well.
Oh, baby. You shovel better than any man I've ever known. But that does not make you a superhero.
All I...
Oh, no, 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 no. You're a good husband. And a good father. But that's all. Nothing more.
You're right.
I believe you, Daddy.
No. Roland, do not encourage your father.
Well, well, well. If it isn't our old friends, the Red Eyes. Good evening, gentlemen. We weren't expecting to see you again, so... Spoon! Red Eyes, Red Eyes, Red Eyes. What a treat. We weren't expecting to see you again, so... Spoon!
Jeffrey?
Yep. Mom, how many times have I asked you not to just barge in here?
What's burning?
Incense. Mom, I can't even count how many rules you're breaking right now. One, always knock. Two, don't sniff around outside my door. Three, do not interrogate me.
Jeffrey.
What?
Are you on the marijuana?
Mom, you're cheesing me off so bad right now. Just please, good night.
Okay,
good
okay,
night.
I'm really sorry. Jeffrey, please.
Good night.
Okay, good night, Jeffrey.
Shaking over at the Shea Casanova. Just as I left it.
You've been locked up for 20 years, Casanova. A lot of things have changed since then.
It must have been hard for you, Tony, the way times and styles have changed. To hear some people saying that disco is dead.
Disco is not dead! Disco is life!
Yes, Tony, that is the passion. I remember. Stick with me, Tony. And you will dance again. When I rule this town. Have you met my psychiatrist?
Come out, wherever you... There we go. Looks like we got a little terrace party.
Tony, I want you to spread the word to all of my gangs. Tell them that Casanova Frankenstein is back. And that Casanova Frankenstein is planning something a little bit different. Kaboom.
Mama Pajama. Crazy man blows up a crazy house.
And now, if you will excuse me, I am expecting a visit from a very old friend.
Ooh, look what we got. A little booty call from Captain Amazing.
Oh, this is a fine, elegant Harvey Forthbanker.
Even when it's sucked by scum like you?
Captain Amazing, what a surprise.
Really? I'm not so sure about that. Your first night of freedom and you blow up the asylum. Interesting choice. I knew you couldn't change.
I knew you'd know that.
Oh, I know that. And I knew you'd know I'd know you knew.
But I didn't. I only knew that you'd know that I knew. Did you know that?
course.
Please, won't you join me?
With pleasure. Oh, quick thought. Would you mind removing the submicronic laser in the ring on the index finger of your left hand?
Of course.
And if it wouldn't be too much trouble, go ahead and disengage the psychotropic bacterium dart launchers in your slippers.
Done.
The cold fusion ultrasonic neurostunner in your drink stirrer. Turn it off.
We know each other so well, don't we?
Lance.
Well, we've always been each other's greatest nemesises. Nemesis. What's the plural on that?
Nemesis.
Whatever. You're going to prison for life this time, Casanova. You see, here in Champion City, we still do a fairly brisk trade. Injustice.
I thought it was all about publicity and keeping your sponsors happy.
See, it's that kind of cynicism that I truly feel is starting to poison society. Oh, looky here. A multi-frequency radio detonator. You should be more careful when discarding incriminating evidence.
Oh, no. This is an amusing little gizmo. It's really quite cool.
Yeah? What is it?
Ugh. It's a chloroform deploying portable enticement snare.
Ah, dang!
Lancy, you really are so predictable.
Morning, Sally.
You're late.
Yes, I know. I was up all night trying to defend the city from evil. But I'm sure you don't really care about that.
Work starts at 9. It's 9:25.
Ooh, so I guess all the junk's probably ruined by now.
Hey, sucker, what are you going to tear down that Jeep like I told you to?
Okay, I thought we went through this yesterday. That old Jeep is actually an armored car of some type. It was meant to withstand bombs. I can't just rip it apart with a crowbar.
Just junk it.
Well, maybe if you gave me the proper tools, I could...
Junk it!
All right, you know what? I'm willing to have this discussion with you, but I think we should deal with it like two people who respect...
I want it junked.
Okay. Right now, I'm kind of like a powder keg, and you're the match. If you tell me to junk it one more time...
Junk it now! You got that? You miserable cuss!
We interrupt this program to bring you breaking news. Champion City's best-known billionaire, Lance Hunt, has disappeared. Police hope to enlist the help of Captain Amazing in the search for Hunt, but have so far failed to contact the city's beloved superhero.
He makes a wonderful trophy, don't you think?
Listen, I really think we need to talk about your plans here.
You know my plans, Lance. Tomorrow night, I'm going to kill you.
Right, that's the part that really doesn't work for me.
When the clock strikes 12... Cuckoo. Cuckoo. You will be dead. And my city will be given a new state of mind.
Well, listen, clearly you got to go with what you're comfortable with, but I don't know. I just keep coming back to this place, and I'm spitballing here, but maybe we release the captain to the authorities. I say that you're completely reformed. Wink, wink. There's rejoicing in the streets. Then, at that point, you do the whole... destruction of the city thing. I mean, is it a perfect plan? No. And I think that's what I like about it. Jeez. Okay. Oh, okay. That's great. Turn off the lights now.
It was just an idea.
Okay, wait. I got a better one. You let me live,
I am your sidekick. I'm like Amazing Boy or Casanova.
Are you sure Captain Mason is in there?
Yeah, I'm sure. Let's go.
Cybernetic atom scrambler. The target moving objects.
Sounds more like a heat-seeking anthrax projection gun. Me, quickly, cover your mouth. No, let's move. Come on.
Don't move.
Don't breathe. Let's move.
Move.
Don't breathe. Let's move. Move. Isn't that just taboo? I'm positively soaked. Shh.
What do we got here?
I think they're supposed to be Jive superheroes.
Well, they made a big mistake coming to Casanova. What's so funny?
That's it? That's your power? You have guns? Couldn't you be a little more creative than that?
Do forgive the impertinence, Governor, but what the devil does a pistol have to do with disco? Weak at best.
Check out the guy with the pipe. What are you, the disco plumber?
There's no theme at all here, man.
Hey, buddy, if you're going to carry a chain, at least make it a gold chain. See what I'm saying? And that's, like, just off the top of my head. Yo, what's up, Tiger Lily?
Top of your head, eh?
We'll never get in there, Roy. There are just too many of those disco boys.
Look, I'm telling you, Amazing's in there. I saw him go in.
There's never any evil trios, are there?
No, they've all got the traveling gangs, the little babies.
Well, maybe it's time to level the playing field.
How?
I'm talking about recruiting. There's plenty of guys out there who would kill to get in on our action.
Plenty of posers, you mean?
Oh, yeah, maybe a few. There's got to be a couple of guys out there, you know, like a human torch before he hit.
Or like a guy who can shoot stinging foam into your eyes, or something like that.
Well, Well, there's the Sphinx, of course.
The what?
The Sphinx.
I know this guy. Big crime fighter from down south. Big league hitter down there.
What's his power?
Well, he's got to be mysterious.
That's it? That's his power? He's mysterious?
Well, terribly mysterious.
Plus, he can, like, cut guns in half with his mind.
Really?
I think I
hadn't heard that.
We'll have to track this Sphinx guy down. Meantime, I have an idea where we can get another guy.
I'm free for lunch tomorrow. How about you?
Nothing I couldn't move around.
Why don't you guys go on ahead? I gotta go take care of something.
Oh, I see.
Good cause there. Saving homeless animals.
Yeah.
Ooh, Hog Queen?
What?
You're in a motorcycle.
Oh, no, not really.
Oh, because I got a motorcycle.
Yeah, what kind?
It's a Harley.
Harley?
Compatible. It's a Harley compatible. Basically the same engineering. Hey, look, I hope we're cool about last night.
Last night?
Like I said, I was kind of in scary mode back there. Just sometimes it comes off a little threatening or whatever.
I don't find you threatening.
Oh, well, you're very kind.
At all.
Listen, I still feel like I should make it up to you somehow, just in some way, you know, just I feel like I should take you out to dinner or something just to make up for being so scary or whatever.
I'm really busy.
Right. Our little chess game continues.
Yeah.
We're looking for the one they call the Invisible Boy.
Wow. All my life, I've been ignored by people. And finally, after years of being overlooked, I found I had the power to disappear. I mean, it's real ironic how...
Can we come in?
Yeah, sure. Come on.
Thank you.
Hey, Dad, I'm going to my room with three strange men. And that's pretty much it.
So, let me get this straight. You do have the ability to become invisible.
Yes.
But you can't give us a demonstration.
No. I can only become invisible when no one's watching.
So, you're only invisible to yourself?
Oh, no. If I look at myself, I become visible again.
So, you can only become invisible when absolutely nobody is watching you?
Yes.
Do forgive our incredulity, but I'm wondering how you can be certain you've achieved transparency at all.
Well, when you go invisible, you can feel it. Okay, I'm leaving.
Thanks a lot. It was nice to meet
you. Thank you. Whoa, hey, guys, don't go. What are you guys doing? Wait, don't go. Can I come?
Look, no offense, kid, but we're about to go up against a really powerful supervillain, Casanova Frankenstein, okay? That means we got to find a lot of superheroes really quickly. And to tell you the truth, we have no idea where to even start.
Well, I know tons of superheroes.
I'm sure you know a lot.
No, seriously. I mean, I'm out there all the time at the costume shops, martial arts stores, talking to guys, making connections. Hey, if you want to break in, you got to network. And I know how to network.
Sorry, kid.
Come on. Haven't you guys ever been a kid? Haven't you guys ever had a dream? Let me see. Who else have I met? There's the Pincher. The Pickler. Princess Headbutt. White Flight and the Black Menace. They work together.
Yeah, slow down.
Then there's Professor Pinkbelly. And Lucky Pierre and the French Tickler.
French Tickler. And you say you've got all their telephone numbers?
Well, yeah, most of them.
You've got to figure out a way to get them all in one place.
That's quite right.
Some kind of a tryout.
Yes, a tryout. Mm.
Throwing a barbecue and a couple of kegs. They'll all show up. I mean, the Moose Factory's pretty high with this crowd.
A barbecue? That's a good idea.
You know.
What?
Oh, bugger all. It's the spleen. Oh, but play dead.
Who's that?
Turn your head. Don't say anything.
Hey, you fellas. We're down in Swedish looking for superheroes.
Uh-oh.
Not really. Yeah.
Actually, we're just leaving.
Yeah, it's rotten, that.
Oh. Here we go.
Perfect time.
That's for you. Hamburger, right?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Enjoy.
Why you guys always kissing me? It hurts my feelings. I'm a superhero, too. I have powers.
Really? Like what?
Ooh. So glad you asked. Excuse me. Well, it all started when I was just 13 years of age. One day, while walking with some friends, I accidentally cut the cheese. Well, in my adolescent awkwardness, I blamed it on an old gypsy woman who happened to be passing by. Big mistake! The gypsy woman placed a curse upon my head. Because I'd smelt it, she decreed I would forevermore be he who does it! Let me illustrate.
No, you don't have to.
It's not necessary, really.
Let's see. Distance? 7 meters. Airspeed normal? Compensate for air conditioning? Pull my fingers.
Don't do it.
Oh, dear God.
S-T-T!
silent, but deadly.
That's good shooting.
That was amazing.
It's disgusting. Don't encourage him.
Hey, you guys are recruiting for superheroes.
Don't get that.
So where are you holding the tryouts, huh?
We don't know. We don't know yet, but as soon as we figure that out, we'll get in touch with you immediately.
I bet we'd get a big turn on if we did it somewhere with a swimming pool.
Oh, no. No. Absolutely not. No.
I don't deserve this.
I know.
Not other men I could have married, Eddie. Still off.
I understand.
If one person vomits in my pool, I'm going to divorce you.
That's fair.
Come on, kid!
All right, state your name and power.
I am the Waffler. With my griddle of justice, I bash the enemy in the head, or I burn them like so.
Oh, don't do that.
I also have my truth syrup, which is low fat. And I've been working on a theme song, kind of a waffle man! I'm the Waffler, golden crispy, bad guys of history. Yeah! And I'm wanting, you know, just think about it. Do you have a health plan, by the way? Maybe dental, eye?
Next.
Hi, I am Pencilhead.
And I am son of Pencilhead.
We erase crime.
Two generations of... Right. Yes, thank you.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I think they like this.
I'll say.
I'm... The ballerina man.
Oh, I don't need to see that.
Thanks.
I am...
You copied me. You copied me.
I did not.
Liar.
Ladies, now let's play nicely.
I'd say there's potential. There.
I be the ball fighter. I fight the ball.
Greetings, fellow fight fighters.
I'm Squishy Man. Do you sense his power?
Yes.
PMS Avenger. I only work 4 days a month. Is there a problem with that?
No. Whatever you say.
We'll get back to you.
Right on.
Whatever.
Okay. That's it.
Well, that was a complete waste of time.
Like so many things we do.
Hi! Hi, you guys. Am I too late to try out?
What time is it?
I don't have a watch on.
Yeah, sorry. You'll have to pretend to be a superhero somewhere else.
Really? I see. That's fine. Take my ball and go home.
No,
please.
Wait. Hold on,
stop her.
Can we speak?
Wow, that was great.
We might be able to squeeze in one more interview.
Yes, seeing as how you schlepped your ball all this way.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
You're really good.
What's up? I'm the fiend.
I'm the bowler. How you doing?
Very attractive.
So,
that's because of him.
Why don't you, tell us a little bit about yourself. Help us understand why we should choose you over all the other qualified applicants.
What other qualified
applicants? Eddie, please. Start at the top. Where'd you get your powers?
I got my powers from my father.
Oh, okay. Who's he?
Have you ever heard of Carmine the Bowler?
Have we ever heard?
Cool.
Blimey, miss, don't tell us you're the bowler's daughter.
Seem to remember there being a little controversy around his death.
That's right. The police said it was an accident. He'd come home late one night and fell down an elevator shaft onto some bullets.
You know, I've always suspected a bit of foul play.
As have I.
So now Daddy's little girl's all grown up, looking for a little revenge. Is that it?
Yeah, that is it. Is there a problem with that?
Why don't you tell me?
I don't know. You tell me.
Why don't you tell me?
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 Ooh.
All right, you've seen what I can do. You either want to use my talents or you don't. If you don't, I seek another cabal and we do it that way.
We need you. We definitely need you.
Indeed.
Bola. Evelyn.
Carol.
Carol. Will you join our little ragtag trio?
I think you mean quartet, see, because it's...
What are you talking about? There's five of us.
All right, hey. First of all, nobody's greenlit any new memberships yet, all right? So just chill out, all right? Now, granted, you got a good arm. I'll give you that. But we're an elite cadre of...
Cadre.
You're in.
Welcome aboard.
Guys, would you...
What? What's the problem?
Welcome.
Eddie.
What? Nothing. No problem. Hey, welcome aboard.
Oh.
So what's up? Are streaming out of the team or not?
Look, in my opinion, which used to matter around here, we shouldn't be flinging memberships at every guy who puts together a pair of matching gloves and boots.
You guys just be sure to jump in when the action starts. You do your share, we'll keep you around.
Maybe.
So you're a British man who converted to Islam, sort of like Cat Stevens?
No. Until the early part of this century, India was in fact part of the British Empire, whose government there was called the British Raj, after the Hindi word for sovereignty. Furthermore...
Wait, what? Dad, no, he's not a commie nor a fruit.
Sorry.
His ignorance embarrasses me.
Sorry, but am I to understand you've inserted your father's skull inside of that ball for bowling?
No. Get the pro shop, did it.
That was Casanova's limo.
You bet your sweet bippy it was. Come on, let's turn this sucker around. It's probably got amazing in there.
There we go.
I feel car shit.
Great.
So, Senator Tony, who can we count on seeing at my banquet tomorrow?
All the top gangs are going to be there, Cass. They want to know what you got up your sleeve.
Mr. Casanova, I think we're going to follow.
Let us say hello.
What's he doing?
He's either very smart or very dumb.
Hello. I would like a double burger with the large fries. Do you boys want something to drink?
We think you did something bad to Captain Amazing. We would like you to tell us where he is.
Captain who? This name does not ring any bells with me.
I don't like your tone, Franken Puss. And do yourself a favor, don't punch my clock, because I'm a Pantera's box you do not want to open.
It is Pandora.
Please don't correct me. It sickens me.
You guys never learn, do you?
Apparently we don't.
Ass. I know you.
You don't know me. You know my father.
Sal.
Carmine.
Carmine? The bowler?
Yep.
Your baby bowler.
Is that a problem?
Hello. I'm the guy that gave your daddy the shaft.
This is the last time I'm going to ask you. Where is Captain Amazing?
On the Diet Pepsi with a little bit of ice.
Shut up!
here. Come on, Furious, let's get even. Leave the living glass out of the street, because this is what happens.
Oh, come on, that's enough. Come on, get out of here.
Here comes Daddy.
I would like to make a toast to our first straight outfit.
Stunning bit.
Yeah.
Be that as it may, the relationship that you have with your mother affects every other dynamic in your life. It's positive.
True.
What?
Quite true.
What? Yes, a father's role is vital in a child's life as well. I know this. No, I'm not disrespecting you. Well, you have to respect me, too. You have to allow me to have conversations in a bar-type situation and talk to my new friends. And anyway, I'm an adult now. Do you want to go back in the bag? Is that how we're going to do it now? You make the rules. If you don't zip it...
Sheesh. Oh, you know, I was going to say that the parents can be quite problematic.
Tell me about it.
Yes, you're quite up there.
There's not enough fear in the world, Splane. I'm sorry. Listen... You've got to live in truth, correct?
The woman?
Yes.
And I... Light of all.
Barkeep, another round for my sweet team of super friends. Barkeep, another round for the super... Genetic super bellies.
Yes, two out. All of them.
See, that's what's so cool about this team. I mean, everyone has their own powers for all these different situations.
Pull my finger.
What? I was just thinking. I was just wondering when we might see your superpower.
It'll happen, kid. Don't worry.
I say sabotage.
Shoveler, it's Hammer.
So what's the name of this team? How about the Super Squad?
How about the six dead guys in their stupid costumes?
No.
The Magnificent Dead Guys. How about that?
What about the Legendary Super Freaks?
Way too positive. They totaled our car. Ready?
Ready!
Aim.
Get it out of you!
Fire! Okay.
Yeah.
Six very nearly dead guys. We're going to temporary reprieve. That's it. That's your name.
Six job turkey. Dig, man.
Yeah, dig, man.
That's your name. Kill you later, super losers.
Criminy, you're the Sphinx.
And you are fools. Tonight, you prove. Your inexperience. The wise man knows that he is weakest when he thinks himself strong.
Wow. Mysterious. Terribly mysterious.
Casanova Frankenstein is no ordinary villain. To fight him, you must have extraordinary skill.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that little piece of information, because I wouldn't have thought that we needed extraordinary...
Excuse me. Does anybody have any manners? Do you mind?
I don't know. Do I?
I don't know. Do you?
Do I?
Why don't you tell me?
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 I don't know. You tell me.
Do I mind what? Do I?
Silence!
Hey, I have to separate you two. Is that what you want? You want to be separated?
He started it.
You must be like the wolf pack, not like the six pack.
Teamwork.
Yes, you are not ready to face so great an enemy. Not until you have vanquished the enemy within yourselves.
Yes!
It's cool, isn't it? It goes right up to the point of being like confusing.
It's leadership. It's what we've been missing.
Yes, I quite agree. Sphinx, will you guide our motley little gang of men-at-arms?
Hey, whoa, wait a minute. Are you serious? Come on.
To learn my teachings, I must first teach you how to learn. Learn to hide your strikes from your opponent and you more easily strike his hide.
Ooh. I did it!
How many weapons do you wield?
Just one, Sphinx.
No. The fist, the knee, the elbow, the head. You must lash out with every limb like the octopus who plays the drums. Ah.
Why am I doing this again?
When you can balance attack hammer on your head, you will head off your foes with a balanced attack.
And why am I wearing the watermelon on my feet?
I don't remember telling you to do that.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hey now,
I believe in my powers.
I believe in my powers.
I believe in the powers of my teammates.
I believe in the powers of my teammates.
I trust in my powers.
I trust in my powers.
I trust in the powers of my teammates.
I trust in the powers of my teammates.
This team must learn to work together, or mark my words, it will be torn apart. Now, gather round. Gather round, embrace one another. Gather round. Embrace one another quickly.
Roy.
Why do you stand aside while the others practice?
Practice? That's not practicing. That's group hugging. We should be busting in on Casanova right now.
He who questions training only trains himself at asking questions.
What?
Who is looking for the pink and tears? Oh, that was me.
Ah, yes. Work well on your new costumes, my friends. For when you care for what is outside, what is inside cares for you.
You know, the clock is ticking here. Are we going to sew dresses all day, or are we going to rescue Amazing? I need a thimble. Anybody?
Patience, my son. To summon your power for the conflict to come, you must first have power over that which conflicts you.
Okay. Am I the only one who finds these sayings just a little bit formulaic? If you want to push something down, you have to pull it up. If you want to go left, you have to go right.
Your temper is very quick, my friend. But until you learn to master your rage...
Your rage will become your master? That's what you were going to say, right? Right?
Not necessarily.
Okay, you know what? That's it. I'm out of here. Thanks for all the advice, Mr. Mysterioso, but it's time to get busy with it. Come on, Eddie, let's go.
No. Well, I think he's getting results.
Yeah, and the biggest one is that we're all out of here. Come on, Jeff, let's peel some willies. Let's go.
I don't want to leave the Sphinx.
Okay, how about the rest of you, huh? You want to sit here and play Susie Homemaker with Captain Conundrum, or do you want to be superheroes?
Okay. I don't need a compass to tell me which way the wind shines.
Roy, wait. Let's talk about
No,
this.
Eddie, let's not talk about it. Now, you want to sit here and make Halloween outfits with Little Red Riding Hood, or you want to take care of business? Well, I guess from now on, I ride in a wolf pack of one.
We should go after him.
He's okay.
Just let him go. He's a baby.
We've never gone into battle without him.
Oh, jeez. If you love him so much, why don't you marry him?
I don't know. Why don't you marry him?
Why don't you?
Why don't you?
Why don't you?
Bula Shabala, please. Thinks, what wisdom can you give us in this, our most clouded hour?
Yeah, what do we do?
The loss of manpower can be replaced by the addition of firepower.
Oh. Well, I won't use guns. I've been crystal clear about that.
You won't even use a knife.
You're not going to start with that Michigoss again, are you?
Casanova will have many weapons. To beat him, you will have to have more than forks and flatulence.
Heller.
Dr. A. Heller. Weapons designer, innovator, inventor, world changer.
Why does he live in a deserted amusement park?
Because he's an eccentric genius, that's why.
All right, I'll take point, you two flank. Let's triangulate.
Equilateral or isosceles?
Who would want to rent a chicken? Crazy chicken world.
Dr. Heller?
Oh, Bo!
We come in peace.
Shovelhead?
The shoveler. Yes, sir. We met at the old folks' home?
Of course. Forkman. Well, I'm the spleen. If you want to know what my power is, pull my finger.
Please,
no,
don't,
sir,
please don't, please
don't.
Please
don't. Dr. Heller, we're on a mission. We've come for weapons.
Shouldn't we see a diploma or something first?
Oh, you came to the right place, baby. Step into my office.
Where are your friends?
What friends?
Your friends. Thought you guys were in a club or something.
You mean a team? A super team?
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's now like the Super Sphinx team or something.
You had a fall now?
Yeah, kind of. Is it okay if I just have the coffee? I'm not very hungry.
Sure.
Hey. What time do you get off work?
Half hour. Why?
Oh, no reason. I was just thinking maybe I could, you know, it might be a good idea if I walked you home. Because, city's been real, real dangerous since Amazing went MIA, you know, and, I've been working on some jiu-jitsu moves that, you know, just probably be safer on everybody's part. And also, it would be great to just walk you home.
Sure.
This will even things up a little bit. What is it?
Look at this!
Don't...
Bow! 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 Bow!
You're gonna kill somebody.
Oh, no, 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 no. Listen, everything here is non-lethal.
Non-lethal what?
I don't make anything, Miss Deadly.
Oh, I see. How delightfully eccentric. While simultaneously being a complete waste of our time. No offense, shall we? I said good day.
You see, that is why, in general, a mad scientist is less desirable than a garden variety scientist.
Incoming!
You're a genius.
A canned tornado, huh?
Totally non-lethal, but totally effective.
What is this thing you were handling before?
And that's a shrinker.
How do you know? Oh, a manual. Cool.
That's a high-temperature fabric adhesive liquid projector based on simple dry cleaning technology. You aim that at a guy, and I'll tell you something. His clothes get so tight he can't even breathe. I can trick that out with a clamshell holster. It comes with a leather carrying case. It's got a wad cutter and a full warranty.
Nicely done.
What do you call this?
Careful, careful. That's a blame thrower.
A blame thrower? Oh, I'm sorry.
Your bad attitude is hurting this team.
Stop spitting on me, Eric. Get out of here.
Baby, let it go. Stick. I knew what I really said. You knew what I really said.
Oh, sorry. Sorry if I spit on that. Oh,
I'm sorry. No.
Doctor, you are a genius.
That's what the guard says.
I still want to be with them when they go and rescue Amazin.
So why don't you just go back?
No, I couldn't go back. I just left this morning. That would be...
This is my place.
That'd be ridiculous.
They're your friends. They'll understand. Look, it's clearly what you want to do, you know?
You know, that actually could work. I mean, I'm Mr. Furious, right? I'm unpredictable. I'm a loose cannon. I go storming off. Why can't I come storming back? Huh? I mean, it's all in how you play it, right?
Or don't play it. Just go back, say you're sorry, and help him save Captain Amazing.
You think there's a really angry way I could say I'm sorry? Just because that's kind of my... You know, I got to stick with the anger thing just because people like that.
Maybe people like you for who you really are. You know? Okay, I'm gonna go. You should go find your friends.
Good. Now, the three of you will be like the eagle's claw. You will snatch up the hostage and carry him to safety. We three scouts will be like the eagle's eye, ever watchful for danger. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Yes.
Ready.
Then let Operation Three-Eyed, Three-Legged Eagle begin.
Crow!
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 Shotgun!
I think not, my friend.
Give me a second. Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Not a lot. What's up with you?
Not much. Hey, I was wondering, have you seen my address book?
No. What did it look like?
It's denim. It says hang loose on it. A picture of a kitten.
No. You should probably think about where you saw it last.
Right.
Well, I should probably,
Look, Eddie, something I want to say, okay? I'm angry. I'm angry about being left out of this mission. And I'm angry about what's happening with this team. But I'm...
temperature rising. Vision blurring. Rage taking over.
Roy, I got an idea. Why don't you come with us?
Okay. Rage subsiding. Pulse slowing. Anger fading. Whew. It was quick thinking, Eddie.
Well, I wouldn't want anyone to get hurt.
Should the signal be?
Kareem. Kareem Karoo.
No, we're not.
With a wheel? With a wheel? No. Kareem Karoo.
Yes, but isn't that better?
Not
a... Enough. Cuckoo.
We have to find an open window.
That's what I just said.
Go. Go.
Does everyone have a drink? You're all good? Good.
Well, it is wonderful in my heart to see so many familiar faces once again. The Susis, assassins from the east. The suits, downsizing all those who dare oppose them.
Aunt the Farius,
always dressed to kill.
Aunt the Frat Boys, still on probation for lethal pacing. And of course, the not-so-goody monk, putting the rhyme into crime.
For the presence of our mind, Frankenstein.
We're about to perpetrate some evil on these Champion City people.
Rapping, snapping, capping.
Yeah.
Tonight, we are having quite a party. A surprise party.
Yeah.
I have a little something up my sleeve, and I'm not just talking about the vault on my elbow.
I have created a beautiful machine that is going to encourage our fellow citizens to share my vision of the world.
What about Captain Amazing?
That is an excellent question, Big Tobacco. What are we going to do about the greatest superheroes that Champion City has ever known, For the answer, I want you all to walk this way.
Dude, can we bring the brewskis?
Yes, of course. You may absolutely bring the brewskis.
Things look pretty quiet to me.
Hey, invisible boy, did you just let one go?
No, that wasn't me.
But it wasn't me.
Don't want to shoot!
What's he doing? What do you think he's doing?
Just go with it.
Can anybody see anything?
Hey.
Who said hey? Not me.
Eddie, you don't have to say not me, okay? If someone says who, you say
hey,
not
hey, morons. Over here.
It's Captain Amazing.
We've been looking for you.
Yeah, there's a light switch behind you there. Turn it on.
Oh, my, my, my. Well, well, yeah, we meet again, eh, Captain?
We're here to rescue you.
Yeah.
Blue Rajah, do you recall me, sir?
Most of silverware. He told me to keep up the good work after the red eye skirmish.
I meet so many people in this business, but I think so. Oh, yes, could you two locate the master ignition switch over there in the main console? Maybe you could open that up.
I've got it here. Two shakes of lamb's tail cap. It's trifling uncomfortable.
Great.
How does this work?
Oh, I've seen one of these things. Yeah. Okay, you gotta, push this thing in, I think, and twist it.
Don't force it!
She's right, my little friend. This contraption is, in fact, a weapon of mass destruction. Casanova plans to turn it against the city tonight at midnight.
Hey, something's happened.
Okay, very good. Now, on the wall to your left, you should see two toggles side by side.
Oh, toggles? What do you mean toggles? You talking about switches?
I see them, Captain.
Thank you. Flip the first toggle.
Flipping!
Excellent work. Now flip.
Jolly good work, Chief. Jolly good.
Could you just over there, please?
Of course. Sorry.
Now flip the second toggle.
He says go left. And there's an off his feet.
Captain, I'm just going to ask you directly. Do you know billionaire Lance Hunt?
It's me. No, I'm kidding with you. I've always wanted to do that.
What's next?
I just told you, flip the second toggle.
Again?
What do you mean?
Flip the toggle twice?
No. No, don't do that. Just flip it again, now, one time. Flip it.
Does he understand what I'm asking?
Hold on a second. Captain, exactly how many toggle flips in toto are involved in this entire procedure?
Seven!
Seven?
Flip it!
Seven?
Hold the phone, everybody, hold the phone. You phrased that incorrectly. We need to know how many toggle flips are needed, not counting the gratuitous toggle flip you may have asked for in a moment of panic.
Flip it!
Okay, you know what? Can we just start again? Is there some sort of, reset button on this thing?
No, you little freak. There's no button for resetting.
Flip the switch, lady. Don't stare at me. Lift your left arm. Flip it, you moron!
Whoa.
You're a moron!
I am not a
moron! Flip
the switch.
Flip
moron.
It.
That's not cool.
Thank you.
I will do it. I'll
flip
do it.
Flip the switch, lady!
No, don't
look at me like that.
It's
this one.
It's
Uh-oh. Wrong switch.
Everybody heard me say reset button, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, they killed me.
What do you mean, we? I was right here.
I'm going to check his pulse. I don't think he's going to pull through.
Somebody's coming. We got to get out of here.
Come on, get out of here.
Get out of here. Bodies are just keep holding the horses.
Go.
This sucker is dead.
What happened to him?
As you can see, I have taken Captain Amazing out of the picture. It's time for us to rule! Tonight, at midnight, I'm going to do to Champion City what I have done to its greatest superhero. And there still be time to go up, get down, and boogie!
Come on! Get out of here!
Where's Captain Amazing?
Well, it's been a bit of a cock-up.
Roger, murdered
him! Guys, I think we got a little bigger fish to fry right now. What the hell was that machine in there?
I don't know, but I know where we can go to find out.
Some vermin back, don't you?
Vermin should be exterminated, Casanova.
A fish! Fork is no match for my machine! I think we should take out some insurance. Don't you think?
It's a psychofracculator. It creates a cloud of radically fluctuating free deviant chaotrons which penetrate the synaptic relays. It's concatenated with a synchronous transport switch. It creates a virtual tributary. It's focused onto a diabolic reflector. And what happens is this, that hallucinations become reality. And the brain is literally fried from within.
Where would you get something like that?
I don't know. They used to say it couldn't be built. The equations were so complex that most of the scientists who worked on it wound up in the insane asylum.
Which is where Casanova's been hanging for the last 20 years.
If he turned that thing on the city, it'll waste everything in sight!
Not if, when?
We need Captain Amazing.
Yes, but unfortunately, we just killed him, so...
No, unfortunately, you killed him, remember?
You have a problem at home, I mean, you can go around killing him.
On the toggle switch. Oh, sorry, Mommy, I'm sorry, did you say that? He's dead! You killed him!
You killed him, you did. You were the one who flicked the switch.
It's the same difference!
We were all dark, and nobody... You did.
That was you.
Kind of.
Sphinx. What in heaven's name do we do?
Sometimes, the true hero is the one with the courage to run away.
I like the way this man thinks.
We can't run.
Oh, yes. It's been established that we can run.
This is egg salad. It's loaded with cholesterol. The wife won't even let me touch it. Hardly seems to matter now. His chances are we're already dead. Amazing is gone. There's no use waiting for the cavalry because as of this moment, the cavalry is us.
Oh, yeah, but I don't want to get fraculated.
Psycho-fraculated.
Still get fraculated.
This is our fight, whether we like it or not. Just we few. We're not your classic superheroes. We're not the favorites. We're the other guys. We're the guys nobody ever bets on. But I'll tell you what I think. I think you and that ball of yours have an appointment that you've got to keep. Invisible Boy, I think it's time you were seen. Sphinx, you have trained us well. And Dr. Heller, you might just have given us the edge we need. And Spleen, I don't want to stand behind you, but I'll fight beside you with pride. Jeff, you've got a rare and beautiful gift. The city needs you tonight. And Roy, in all the years I've known you, I've never seen you walk away from a fight. Why, you lifted a city bus once, man. I think you've got what it takes to handle Casanova. We're all in over our heads, and we know it. But if we take on this fight, those of us who survive it will forever after show our scars with pride and say, "That's right! I was there! I fought the good fight!" So what do you say? Do we all gather together and go kick some Casanova butt? Or do I eat this sandwich?
I say, what the fork? Let's do it.
Yeah! I'm gonna bust into that mansion. You're gonna need more than a station wagon.
At the auto yard, there's this old Herkimer battle jitney. Sally's always telling me to junk it.
Wait, you have a Herkimer battle jitney? That's the finest non-lethal military vehicle ever made.
All right. We'll meet at the junkyard. We'll go from there.
Well, I shall need more forks, I'm afraid.
Those of you with a loved one, say goodbye before we go. You may not get another chance.
Hey, Mom.
Jeffrey, what are you doing?
I'm a superhero, Mother.
A superhero?
An effete British superhero, to be precise. I am pilfering your tableware because I hurl it. I hurl it with a deadly accuracy. The Blue Rajah is my name, and yes, I know, I don't wear much blue, and I speak in a British accent, but if you know your history, it really does make perfect sense. The point is, your boy's a limey fork-finger. Mother, hard cheese to swallow, I know, but there it is. What will the Bridge Club think?
You need more forks? These belong to your great-great-grandmother. I was saving these for your wedding day, but from the looks of it, that day, it's probably a long way off.
Oh, Mom, you're taking this incredibly well.
You know, I've always known you were special, Jeffrey, but I just never realized how special.
Well, better get going.
Got a city to save.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Do the accent.
Well, I'd love to stay in Chit-Chat, Mother, but I fear I must away with me. Our metropolis is in the clutches of a madman.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Cheerio.
Yeah, I really should get going.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Thanks, Mother.
I said I was going to leave you, Eddie. And I meant it.
The city's in peril, Lucille. We're the best hope they've got.
Eddie, please don't start.
I don't expect you to believe me. I just came by to tell you that I love you. Tell the kids I love them. And now, goodbye.
Goodbye, Eddie. I won't be here when you come home.
Well, that's a chance I'm going to have to take. Otherwise, there may not be a home to come back to. Wish me luck.
Yeah, listen, I just wanted to say I had a great time tonight, and you were really nice to me. And I would love to ask you out sometime, but if I don't call you, I just want you to know it's because I'm dead.
Hmm.
Yeah, me and my team, we're going to take on Casanova Frankenstein, and it's pretty much suicide mission. So if there is anything that you want to say to me, I think now would probably be a good time to say it just because...
Okay, yeah, I got a question for you.
Cool, kick it.
What's your name?
Wait, do you mean my secret identity? Because I couldn't.
No, I just, you know, mean your name.
My name? Wow. Okay, it's Phoenix. Phoenix Dark. Dirk. Phoenix Dark Dirk. I was christened Dirk Steele, and I changed to Phoenix.
Forget about it. It's okay.
It's Roy. That's my name. My real name's Roy.
Just be Roy.
Roy, the Roy, 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 I'm Roy. Yes, I'm Roy. Roy, but who is Roy? Roy's who?
I'm freaking out.
Who is Roy? Freaking out. Where's the guy who pretends not to be Roy?
That's about all I know
about
Roy.
Yes, let me clean up with that, Roy. Just stop it. Just snap out of that and snick up. We're tired of it. Every man jack of us.
I'm a wannabe. I am a wannabe. A true wannabe. In the worst sense of the... You guys are going to have to go fight this battle without me.
Start doubting your superpowers, man. You are shafted.
If I had any superpowers to doubt, I guess I would be in trouble. But I don't. What do I do? I go...
Boy, what are you talking about? You lifted a box once. Precisely. That story's legendary.
It was really more of a... push, really, than a lift.
Well, that still takes incredible superhuman strength.
Indeed, it does, to push an entire bus after that.
Well, actually, the driver kind of had his foot on the accelerator, just in the beginning, just to get it going. Then it actually was me, but he kind of...
Oh, shit.
Whoa!
Excuse me.
Process which results in an accelerated flow of electrons that creates such a powerful magnetic force.
Well, this is basically like a huge electromagnet.
Well, actually, it's an electronuclear magnet. It's the next inevitable phase.
Viz, can you close up those jockey boxes?
Right on.
Let's get suited up. We're out of here in five.
It's time. Let's go.
Things, but your wit is a hindrance, and so therefore nothing is provocative. It's just mixed metaphors. Now, doesn't that make you angry? Does it infuriate you?
No!
Holy shit! Are you angry? Come on, man!
Your penmanship is atrocious.
You dress in the manner of a male prostitute.
Get real! I have no powers! I have no powers whatsoever! If he has no powers, maybe I've got no powers. Maybe I can't turn invisible at all.
Do not go there, my son. When you doubt your powers, you give power to your doubts.
I don't mean to be alarmist, but it's 11:30 already. 30 minutes till Casanova blows up the city.
All right, now listen. Listen. We've got a blind date with destiny.
And it looks like she's ordered the lobster.
Hang on.
What do you think? Should we not, or just let ourselves in?
Focus, people, focus. Let's go.
I should have brought my large pie server.
If we can't get through that door, this battle is over.
This is it. The time has come.
What are you talking about?
Wait, Invisible Boy, wait a minute!
I wouldn't do that if...
Come back, son, you'll be cremated.
It's all about me now. I'm the only one that can save us.
He's right. Good luck, son.
Nobody look at me.
Don't look at him or it won't work.
I am transparent. I am like the window. I am see-through. I'm like saran wrap.
I did it! I'm invisible! I already do have superpowers! Can you see me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Two hands there, son.
Maybe you should put some shorts on or something if you want to keep fighting evil today.
Hurry up. You will stay here until they see attack. Do not feel good anymore. You will thrash them from behind. The rest of you, into the atrium. We'll spread your touch out for a second wave of attack.
She won't soon forget.
My pants feel like they're shrinking, too.
Go, 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 go! The same night! Flame Boy! Look out!
Yeah.
will do.
Spleen!
Go check on Spleen, okay?
Okay, all right.
Thank you, thank you. You ought to run, Tony P.
You can't hurt me, baby bowler. Because I'm protected. By the god of haircut. And it's time to send you back to your daddy.
You killed my father.
That's right. Because I'm a killer. And you're not. Let's face it, kid. You don't have the guts to kill me.
You're right. I don't have the guts to kill you. Because I'm better than you. Yeah, that's right. A lot better. You know, I may even find the courage to forgive you someday. Oh, Carmine, on the other hand, feels differently than I do about forgiveness. Okay, now I'm going back to graduate school. That was the agreement.
We're doing it! We're winning! We're gonna pull this off!
I wouldn't be so sure about that. Tell your funny-looking friends to put down their weapons, Mr. Furious.
Just get out of here. He's crazy. Save yourselves.
Put them down, or I will slice your girlfriend's pretty little throat.
Jeff, do what he says.
Thank you. It's so easy to get the best of people when they care about each other. Which is why evil will always have the edge. You good guys are always so bound by the rules. You see, I killed my own man. And lucky me, I get the girl.
No!
Don't worry, it will all be over so very quickly. What are you doing?
I must have ripped the Q section out of my dictionary, because I don't know the meaning of the word quit.
something. This is it. All right, lift me up.
Push her off me. Lift her off. Help her, please.
Survive the chaos we've just witnessed here. But as the dust begins to settle over the ruins of Casanova's mansion, the question remains. Who were these brave heroes that gave their lives to save our city tonight?
Is that fragilator work or what? What's the deal there?
Look, something's moving. You guys coming out.
Can you tell us what's going on?
Hi, hello, excuse me. Can you tell us what happened here tonight?
We did it!
We won!
Hey, that's my team!
We won!
We struck down evil with the mighty sword of teamwork and the hammer of not bickering.
We are number one. All others are number two or lower.
Come on, how are you guys? It's okay.
They call me the shoveler.
That's my name.
My hero.
I'm the bowler. Hello? Hello?
Blue Raja, master of silverware. Hi, Mom. I mean, Killian, mommy.
And you, sir, what's your name and what's your superpower?
My name's Roy, and I'm in a super amount of pain right now. Could you please leave me alone?
His name's Mr. Furious, and his power comes from his boundless rage.
Excuse me, can I say something?
I think we would all like this victory to go out to all the other guys, and I'm talking about the people in this city who are super good at their jobs but never get any credit. Like the lady in the DMV. That's a rough job.
To the people that remember jingles from tons of old commercials.
That's
and
right.
People that support local music and seek out independent film.
And the guy that drives the snowplow. And the school nurse. Hey, that's
Eddie, I think they got the form.
What's the name of this group?
The Super Dudes.
No. We're not the Super Dudes. We don't have a name yet. We're definitely not the Super Dudes.
Guys, I gotta get home. It's late.
Well, whatever you call them, Champion City will forever owe a debt of gratitude to these mystery men.
Wait, that's it. We are the Super Squad.
No. Situation is corny. What? Yes, we're all very aware that you saved the day, and I'm sure we'll be hearing about it for the rest of our lives.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place. They say it gets colder, you're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin, the water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid. Change for gas, I need to get myself.
myself, and we could all use a little change. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the rules and I'll hit the ground running. Did it make sense not to live for fun? Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
Dreams are creeping up on me. Wake up in a Maxwell's house, smelling nothing but the fortress. Chris
Cole, Mr. Dubai, he's taking off his tissue. Whistle like a hurry, he casting over with the kiss.
Who are they? Oh, yeah.
We gonna show y'all how to do it on our side of the block.
Sometimes I feel like I could do anything, yeah.
Sometimes
I want